of the
union.
United Farm Workers
okay.
Union now, the, yeah. the merged union.
Yeah. All right, this is the way it happened.
Because you were not an officer of AWOC.
No, I was
okay.
not. We don't have any local. It's an organizing committee. So even Larry, he was not elected.
Mm-hmm.
He was appointed, you know.
Right.
So...
But at least he was an officer.
They are the recognized right. leaders because they were paid by the...
That's right.
They, this is the way it happened. When we were starting getting together, merger, we came, we attended the meeting in the Philippine home.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's the only place where you could hold the people. Mm-hmm. There's no place in the other side. Yeah, and so they thought that the Philippine Hall was not important, I think it was very important. Because we use it in many things. People to sleep, people to feed them, to stock the things that these caravans have been bringing in, you know. And we were not paying a damn rent. So I think
until later, right? Yeah, I mean.
Until later, because you see, we could not pay the taxes, and then the other Filipinos were against the merger. See, the officers of the union, I mean the officers of the what you call the Filipino community, were not in favor, the officers were not in favor of merging with Mexicans, because I did not trust them, mm-hmm. you know. So, I also, it will be unfair if I just talk about the Philippines not in favor.
Mm-hmm.
Also, the Mexicans didn't like the Philippines either, but not all of them, some of them, you know, they favor, like me, I favor, but others didn't. So, in their size, the same way. Anyway, we got together, those who were in favor. And then when we were holding meetings, you know, when we got through in the meeting, we went through the back door of the Filipino Hall, and Andy was beside me, and I was talking to him, and I was kind of mad, you know, and he said, someday I'm going to rest hell, you know. I want to find out what is going on. I don't know anything now, you know. So he told Caesar about what I said. You're kind of threatening, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And so he, so Caesar, this Hernandez Julio, was also an officer on the other side at the time. Came and looked for me and said, let's go to the meeting, you know. And then, according to Julio, Caesar said, every time you got a meeting, you get Philip here. Because, you know, and the first time that I was there, he said, we got a meeting yesterday and you were not here, you know. Well, how do you know? I said, I didn't know if you wanted me here, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I wasn't designated as an officer or anything, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So, as I said to you a while ago, that when the question arose, how many officers we have now, in the union, then he started counting, you know, and I was sitting there and kind of counted me in, you know. So, it was just kind of a unexpected thing,
mm-hmm.
because I was not elected, nobody was elected, you know. Now, it doesn't mean that you are elected in one place, that another one organization, that you are also elected there, mm-hmm. in that new formation. Mm-hmm. That's not logic. Now if you be elected by the new group, then you are an officer of that group. But that was not the case. You know. So that's the way it was, that we were in the formation of getting together. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But as I said, I would like to emphasize that culture was a great factor in putting the group together. And culture had also been punished for being too enthusiastic to have the farm workers organized. Because I heard him talk that it was not so easy to stand in the executive board meeting in front of Jewish meetings saying this and that about the farm workers. Mm-hmm. Because he was not entirely in favor of it.
Mm-hmm.
Now this is verified by the involvement of Walter Luther, you know, that Walter Luther asked the meeting to come to the Leno if he want. And so he sent his brother during the convention to come and scout, you know, and see the situation first, and then this guy, what do you call, Walter Luther came in. And that's the first time that we were in the national television.
Well, so it seems like what happened then is that you became an officer by virtue of being in the meeting room when Cesar was counting the number of officers of the new group,
yeah,
and pointed at you as being one of them.
Mm-hmm.
So then, what did you do as an officer and member of the board of the new group? What were your functions or assignments?
Mm-hmm. As I was the oldest, I think, in the board, I guess, and not necessarily among the Filipinos because there were some who were older than myself.
Mm-hmm.
But I was in the board, and so they thought that I should be, well, maybe I'm saying they, because maybe Cesar and Dolores agreed, you know,
mm-hmm,
that some Filipinos should be a committee, but there was no committee. You know, it's
of the what?
Agbayani Retirement Village.
Okay, in other words, there was an idea in the union,
yeah,
to found or establish a retirement village.
And a representative of it, you know.
And you were chosen as as chairman,
mm-hmm, yeah,
of the supposed committee to plan this retirement,
yeah,
village.
Yeah, but then it did not come right away. It took some time, you know, before, because she wouldn't have the money.
Okay.
But then when they talk about the retirement village, then we are having the money, you know.
Okay.
You know. But then, you see, I was kind of questioning their sincerity, you know, because when I was assigned to be a representative of retirement village as an officer, there was a meeting that we had, that belongs to a church group in the mountains, you know. And we were talking about the retirement village, and Dolores didn't approve. But he was the one who talked to me that it's a good idea to have a retirement village because the Filipinos are getting old and they need a place to stay. See? You know? And then when it comes to the building, he didn't want it because he wanted to spend money, see?
Mm-hmm.
So that's why I questioned the sincerity, the motivation. And the motivation that I could see was to keep the foundation of the union as broad as could be in order to attract more support of the American public, you know. Because they are asking money, they are asking donations and so on that, in many ways, you know. And so it benefits the union that way,
yeah.
Because we'll be getting donations in labor and perhaps fun, you know. Anyway, that's what happened, see. And I was kind of suspicious myself because of that incident that Dolores began to oppose it. And I walked out of the meeting. And then Father Duran came in, and he was the what do you call in charge of the Treasury Department? What do you call that?
Father Duran?
Priest. And then he tried to convince me, you know, and the other Filipinos, because they found me willing and La Cuesta and all that thing. And then they have to insist that the building will be built. So the building will be built, you know. And so it's a, they like to count on you when they see that it's beneficial, you know, yielding some kind of a financial benefit. But when it comes to the benefit, they will exclude you.
You mean to say, going back to the idea of the retirement village here, you mean to say that you doubted their sincerity in building it, and your reason for doubting it was that they put it up, and then when it came time to really, you know, they put up the idea.
Yeah.
And then when it came time to really build it,
And spend money for the building. Then they oppose it.
Then was it Dolores Huerta, you say, who was opposing it in this meeting?
Yeah.
And so you walked out.
Yeah. And then
your suspicion or what you seem to be confirmed thinking is that they used it as a
for help.
In other words, to obtain donations
from the public. But the benefits does not necessarily come to us.
Okay.
Yeah. Now, the Caesar kind of insisted that, you know, we have to build a community in the union, you know? You know what the Lord said? Well, the retired senator don't have a building now. And he said, We are all in the union and we live in different buildings. That's what he said. So he was really opposed to it. Because you can build a community without the retirement building. Yeah. Retirement building, see.
Yeah.
So it's a contradictory thing of what he told me when they were trying to get 2 cents from the box of grapes to get the money for retirement village.
Mm-hmm. And this was something that was negotiated with the growers.
In the union contracts.
Mm-hmm.
You see? Mm-hmm. So you could see the trick that they have been doing.
Mm-hmm. Well, so you spent a lot of time in building, in the planning and thinking about the retirement village then. The idea.
Well, the reason why it costs more was because they tried to postpone, and then the color of the building materials were going up, the prices went up. And so instead of building it for a quarter of a billion,
quarter of a million,
yeah, it went higher. I don't know exactly how much was spent,
but you spent a lot of time in organizing people behind the building of the village, did you not? Or
Well, you see, when I went around, they asked questions too, because the people felt that they were also interested, because the news broke out. That the unions is has a project, you know, and then they also say that according to the contract, those and so box and this and that, you know, because they want to put them out.
Yeah,
it's going on.
Yeah, but I was asking about in terms of how you spent your time as a member of the board, whether conducting meetings about the retirement village, say,
no,
was time consuming.
No, no, no. Because you see, really, the decision is not made in me. I was not making it. That's why I said it was a phony thing. I was only the I was the head in on the paper, but the planning and everything, then in the what do you call it? La Paz.
I see. So
now I don't have any say, because when I asked how much money we have for this fund,
yeah,
because you see, what do you call Ramona. I was with Ramona. Now he came for that purpose, to build the village, because that's what she said to her.
Yeah.
Okay. Ramona asked me if it's okay to find out if we really have the money, or what is holding back the building. Because she told me that Caesar told me to come here and help build the retirement village. Well, if you won't do it, I'm leaving, you know. I don't want to stay here, and he don't want to do what he said. That's what he told me. So when did you find out? And then whom do we get in touch, you know, and said, then later on we agreed that I call Chatfield. He was the head of the service center then at the time. Then Chatfield said, $200,000, it's not enough, you know. And then, why don't you ask Denison, you see, the lawyer. He was also the lawyer of the
service center.
Yeah. And then I called up Frank Denison, that's in Frank. And he said, $300,000. It's quite different, you know. It's the difference of 100,000, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Then we keep on. There's no building going on, you know. And then we kept going. And then I found Bill in Chinas and his wife. And they were friendly to us.
Now, who was Bill in Chinas?
He's a Mexican. You know.
Right, but is he an officer of the union?
No, he's not. But he was a volunteer also.
I see.
He was a teacher, you know, and he volunteered until he left. And then very soon we found out that he was the director. You see,
who was the director in Chinas?
Yeah, of this what do you call this? He's in charge of the retirement fund.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, so. We asked Bill, Bill, you know, we're supposed to build a retirement village. Do you think we have enough money there to do it? And he said, don't worry, you know. And he said, how much do you have over there? You got more than $1,200,000.
Yeah.
You see, now, do you think I could believe this Cesar Chavez now and Dolores when I get different information, you know, and so on like that?
Mm-hmm.
And I was officer of the union, they don't want to tell me.
Yeah. Right. Well, but so in other words, you're really quite eager to build that retirement village, and so was Ramona.
Yeah.
And so you were.
Well, I was kind of skeptical. If you see, because the remarks I heard is the way I heard things, you know, I doubt very much if we could build it. So Ramona said, let's go to La Paz and find out, you know, because if they don't want it, I'm going, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So we went. And she said, I don't know, I'm getting mixed up with this time when this guy, that small guy there in the village, because he went there too one time. But I don't know now, but I think he was not there. I think it was Willie in La Costa. Went with Ramona. You know? And then...
Willie, La Cuesta, Ramona, and you
me.
Traveled from Delano to La Paz
yeah.
to find out from Cesar himself, is
yeah.
that the idea?
Yeah.
Whether the village was going to be built
or yeah, right.
and when.
Yeah. Then, when we got into Cesar's office, then Ramona started, and Willie was there. I don't know if La Costa was there, because, you see, I only remember Willie.
Yeah, it doesn't matter, but yeah, I mean, what happened okay. then?
Then, what do you call, Ramona started and said, when are we going to build the, we came over here because of the village, you know, when we're going to build it and this and that, you know. And then, later, then very soon he said, Philip, you take over, you know. You know, was on the spot. So I said, then my reaction was this. It's no use talking about the village because it will never be built. And the guy, Caesar, mad, you know. Said, well, what are you talking like that, you know? We are going to build the village, you know. And he kept on talking and mad and said, we're not going to leave this place until we get settled.
He said,
"Yeah, that's the way it was built."
Okay.
And so, then he said, "Wait, it's not yet finished."
Yeah.
Then he said, "Go and get quickly." It was the accountant, and then quickly came in a wheelchair, and he said, "Jack, you set aside a certain amount of money." To be used in building the village, you know. Put that money separate and for that purpose. That's the way to start it. And quickly, you know, yeah. he did it. Yeah. And then, of course, later on, he got his problems with quickly and quickly left. Yeah. Yeah. It's yeah. a big thing.
Right, so the village was soon under construction, and it seems to me like it was a very interesting process building the village.
Yeah,
who were involved in the construction of the Guayani village?
Yeah. Well, you see, as I said, I told you before that when I went around, I told them about the village too.
Uh-huh.
So the news started that way also, and that's why you got some volunteers. See, that's the part that I played also. They did not tell me, but I did it, you know. And so the news went further than what I have been speaking. Like I told you before, that people from Tokyo even came, people from Hawaii, Honolulu came, you know, and so on like that. See, one was a... teacher in the university, he came over,
You know. From?
From Hawaii.
Okay.
Yeah, and I even talked to his class in Honolulu.
Yeah. So essentially, it generated a lot of volunteerism from young people.
That's why I told you about the Asians.
Okay.
Because it's not only the whites that came in, but the original crew were a big thing. You got Mexicans, you got mostly whites, and then you got who else? Filipinos, and Jews.
Mm-hmm.
One from Peru. He's a radical guy. One was from New Orleans, the one who threw that picture, the pig.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was a teacher from New Orleans. He was an artist, I think. That's the way it was built, because I kind of, irritated Caesar and accused him indirectly that he was not saying or telling us the truth. Yeah. So that's the only way. It's a psychological
When it was built, then there was the question of having it be occupied, right? And
yeah, it's another problem.
So what?
Yeah, that was a big problem. And Caesar thought that the Filipino old retirees are waiting for the building, you know? But that was an assumption. Because they don't know Caesar, they don't trust Caesar. They don't know if what we are doing is going to be, true or not. And then when they move, they have to give up their own rooms in the hotels or apartments where they live. And then if he won't go, then it will be trouble for them, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So, but then Caesar thought that as soon as the thing is ready, everybody should run and take their places before the rooms run out.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it does not do that in business.
Mm-hmm.
It's not. See, and I was mad also because he does not give a chance for the people to think and figure out, you know, and give us a chance to go and talk to them.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Now, when it comes to business like that, it's hard because they're not sure. They don't know you. You know, this the first time that you rent something like that. How do they know if you? They do not. You are not. They are not talking to you personally.
Mm-hmm.
And even if you are talking to them personally, they don't know if we'll go or not. You know.
Mm-hmm.
And the worst thing is they are going to give up their own apartments.
Mm-hmm. You know.
So that was the problem. Then here comes a Filipina Mascarenas. I forgot her name now. He was working in the. I think he was working in the a clinic or someplace. I don't know. But he was in the union. And this is a Pinay. And with a family and so on and on. And he was kind of. He got instructions to kind of recruit people for the village also, you see.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I sent them and some others, I know, I don't know if she was with them or what, but they sent people out as far as Salinas in Imperial Valley and so on. And you know what the threat was? He said that if the Filipinos don't come, then go get somewhere else, get somebody else, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I said, I don't care. If they don't come, you put somebody there, also right. You know, it's for it's not only for the Filipinos, it's for retirees.
Mm-hmm.
It's the union. So they didn't like my reaction either, you know. And so, so they went. They could not bring anybody. You know, so they don't know anything about business.
So in fact, it was very hard filling up the building.
Yeah, very hard. See? But then who were there to really make it go? It was the Filipinos.
That's right.
You know? And then here's another thing too. They were supposed to be the first strikers and so on, and they were instrumental in building the union and so on. And then they also asked for donations from them to help this and that, you know, so on.
Who were the they in this case?
The union.
The union, I see.
You know? And then another thing, they wanted the retirees to sign a statement that the beneficiaries, when they die, will be the union, you know. But Velasco was also doing that. You know, and instead of trying to help them, they're trying to get some more. Now, I didn't like that idea. Because these people, you know, if they have $10,000 in bank or $5,000 and they don't know how long they're going to live and what kind of sickness they will have, you know, well, they will not have any.
Yeah.
You know. Now, in case of beneficiaries, when they die, well, how come they got also families? It should go to them. You know.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of things that bother me. No.
Well, anyway, so the Agbayani village really constituted one of your activities.
Problems.
And problems,
yeah.
As an officer,
yeah.
Of the
okay.
Union. Now, what were the others?
The other thing was this. Most of the Filipinos that live there, you, maybe you have one Mexican or one Puerto Rican or some other thing, but say Filipinos live there, okay. Now, who are running it? Who's running it?
Yeah.
He does not trust the Filipinos. He puts up, say, a white person or a Mexican, you know. And then when the Filipinos were cooking, he don't want to pay them. You see? And then when the Mexicans were there cooking, you know, well, they get wages.
Yeah.
Now, if the poor Mexican needs wages, what about the poor Filipino? He's working for nothing.
Right.
So there's a lot of things that bother me. You know?
Right. But so then what were the other things you did for the union now? It seems like one was going out to speak.
That's the main thing I've been doing.
Do you regard that as the main thing?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
And that's why I touch a lot of people, because they don't know what I was doing. They know, because you see, they get in touch with the office. But you see, they are just most concentrated in themselves. You know, because an example was, money was coming from Oregon. I mean, what is that?
Okay, so you went outside talking about the union. And you regard that as your best, one of your major contributions.
The Bukatas are doing the same.
To the union.
The only thing is I wasn't assigned in one area.
Right.
But I've been going around this country. Mm-hmm. You know. So when they say about this, my creating the Bayan village, it's a fiction. It's just a name. I was the head according to, assignment. But when it comes to the decision, I got nothing to say. No, they won't let me.
But in the case of going out to speak, was it different? In other words, were you on your own? I mean, there was...
Well, they don't know what I was talking about. They were not there. See? But they don't even read the news, because it's only published in the local news in there. Like it's in Eugene, you know, it's in Portland, in Washington, City of Washington, in Seattle, Washington, and so on. Like that, they don't read it here. I'm not big enough to, like Cesar Chavez, that's what he does. It's a national news. It's not.
Yeah. What groups did you speak to? To what groups?
Students, church people, union people. Those are the groups. That's what I learned, how to approach them. Because I always try to really be sure that I should attract them. I should convince them to help the union instead of, oh, the hell with you, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Like that. So I don't need to antagonize them. But see, the problem was they don't know what I was doing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. They were not interested, in other words. Because I went to Hawaii. Do you think they wanted to hear it? No. So I never reported. I went to England, and only I talked a little bit to Caesar. That was it. He was not interested in me reporting to the world. See, all these things, you know, count. And I know that I was useless to them, see. That's their estimation. Or, I don't know, they were avoiding it, I guess. I don't know.
But well, why did
they send me there in the first place? And then when I come back, they said, no, me. They didn't want no report, nothing. So I'm not going to say I'm going to make a report. They know I was there. No, it's very hard.
Very hard. You belong to that group and you are like an alien there.
Well, how about the Filipino farm workers now? After the merger, of course, the merged union became very successful in having contracts with unions. They were victorious there for a while, so to speak. And what was the attitude of the Filipinos? Did the Filipinos...
They have changed also.
Okay.
See, now nobody loves a failure.
Mm-hmm.
That's a self-evident fact, you know. When we got the contracts, then when Philip is in this side of the street, you know, and kind of meet the guy, he does not deviate anymore.
I see.
He will be, oh, hello, and, he's friendly now.
I see.
At that time, see. Then, but before the signing of the contract, they don't want you. They don't want to talk to you.
So you felt that the Filipinos were avoiding, Filipino farm workers were avoiding the Filipinos who were with the union.
Oh, yeah.
I see.
They were avoiding them, you know. So with the Mexicans, same thing. It's not the only... It does not mean that because they got more Mexicans in the union that all these Mexicans are in favor of them. No, they're not. You know, they're not. See? Now, like the people there. No, I don't want to say that. Because, you turned off a little bit.
Well, let's go back to... You're being officer of the union.
Yeah.
You know, you went in there initially appointed, so to speak. Then, were you eventually elected? Okay. Now, how was that? How did that happen?
My relationship with the leadership was good at the time, and they really kind of. Helped me out.
Mm-hmm.
And I made a speech there. And that's where the idea of a minority within a minority, you know. The Filipino is the minority within the minority Mexicans. Because we were a few numbers, you know. And even Cesar, Helen Chavez,
mm-hmm.
children, all of them, they were for me. That's why I beat Mexican, because they were for me. That's why I know that when it comes to officers of the union, what they endorse, they want to come out. Because it happened to me, same. Of course, it's not always, maybe even if they didn't endorse me, you know. But they are very powerful.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you cannot underestimate their influence, because they are.
So now, when were you elected in that manner, in terms of a standing up as a candidate and campaigning? When were you elected in that manner as a regular officer of the board?
Second vice president.
You were second vice president, right?
Yeah.
When was that?
Well, I cannot tell you the date now. I don't know. But that was the first election, because it's provided by the charter that the FL-CIO had given to us, that it mandated an election, and I was one of the first elected, you know, one of the first elected officers of the union.
Yeah.
Now, when they
who were the others? Well, in terms of Filipinos, who were the other Filipinos elected?
I think it was Pete.
Not Andy Imota?
No. Oh, no. Andy was never elected. He left before. Larry was never elected.
I see.
I was the only one elected, and Pete.
I see.
But Pete, you see, Pete also kind of, I suspected that Pete didn't like me, because he thinks that, according to his estimation, I think, well, he might be honest about it. He should be, I should not be higher than, you know, my office should not be higher than his, you see. Well, I don't blame him if that's his estimation, you know, because it's natural that him, himself, first, you know. But then, that's not a good reason not to be with me. Now, whether I'm in the third and he was the second, well, I don't think it will be good for me just to be indifferent to him just because I'm lower in rank than he is, you know. No. That's another good reason for this unity.
So anyway, you and Pete were both because Filipinos were elected as a member of the board.
Because and you see, the reason why Pete was elected was, well, it was there, and he was the president.
Well, he was also, in fairness, Pete was also very active in the union, so...
Oh, yeah. You know. But see, I was thinking about Pete was in Baltimore, you know, Maryland before, but he was, I think he was back.
Yeah.
Because all I know is when we have a meeting, Pete was there. And we were all elected.
And then he was put up as an election, candidate for election, is that it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But when before the election, Pete was not an officer. Because we were all appointed, you know. Kircher appointed Cesar and Larry. Then Cesar appointed us.
Right.
He appointed
Imotan. When that appointment was made, was Imotan also part of the group?
Yeah.
Okay, so...
So he was considered as an officer.
The first set of officers then were...
Appointed.
In terms of Filipinos, however, it was you and Imotan and Larry Teo.
Yeah.
Three of you.
Yeah.
And six Mexicans. Was that it?
Well, I don't know about six Mexicans, because you see, Cesar said that I proposed that all the officers of the National Farm Labor Union should also be officers in the union.
Yeah. You know. Well, I was just thinking of Cesar, Gilbert, Dolores, Julio. There's the other one in Chicago, in Florida now. Tony Orindane.
Orindane.
That's
yeah.
Five.
Yeah.
Maybe that's it.
That's it, yeah.
Five Mexicans and three
Filipinos.
Yeah. Were the first set of officers.
But we lack the backing.
I see. That's right.
We are fewer in the board. And also we don't have many Filipinos behind us.
Yeah.
Because many Filipinos didn't like the merger.
Mm-hmm.
And the Mexicans, you know, there should be a round of Mexicans in the union, but they didn't want to. It's not that they didn't like the union, I don't think. But they are too poor, they have to go to work, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And feed their kids, you know. I don't blame them, you know. That's the life that poor people have.
Yeah.
I'm not surprised because I'm poor myself, I know. I know that.
Well, so after so many years of devoted service to the United Farm Workers Union, you left.
Yeah.
And why was that? Could you
comment? For the number of years, you got to remember that I told you I've been there for 12 consecutive years. And all the time that I observed, because I observed very closely,
mm-hmm.
Remarks, actions, and what I did and this and that, I try to put together and I begin to be skeptical. And so there are some incidents that I could not agree. For little things,